ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We welcome all the devotees for today's evening Srimad Bhagavad Gita class. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 4, text 28. Dravya Yajna Tapo Yajna Yogo Yajna Tathapare Swadhyaya Jnana Yajnas Cha Yatayaha Samshita Vrataha Dravya Yajnas Tapo Yajna Dravya Yajnas Tapo Yajna Yoga Yajnas Tatha Pare Yoga Yajnas Tatha Pare Swadhyaya Jnana Yajnascha Swadhyaya Jnana Yajnascha Yatayaha Samshita Vrataha Yatayaha Samshita Vrataha. Translation by His Divine Grace Abhay Charna Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Having accepted strict vows, some become enlightened by sacrificing their possessions and others by performing severe austerities. By practicing the yoga of eightfold mysticism or by studying the Vedas to advance in transcendental knowledge. Purport. These sacrifices may be fitted into various divisions. There are persons who are sacrificing their possession in the forms of various kinds of charities. In India, the rich mercantile community or princely orders upon various kinds of charitable institutions like Dharmashala, Annakshetra, Adhishala, Anathale and Vidyapeeth. In other countries too, there are many kinds of hospitals, old age homes and similar charitable foundations meant for distributing food, education and medical treatment free to the poor. All these charitable activities are called Dravyamaya Yajna. There are others who, for higher elevation in life or for promotion to higher planets within the universe, voluntarily accept many kinds of austerities such as Chandrayana and Chaturmasya. These processes entail severe vows for conducting life under certain rigid rules. For example, under the Chaturmasya vow, the candidate does not shave for 4 months during the year, that is from July to October. He does not eat certain foods, does not eat twice a day, or does not leave home. Such sacrifice of the comforts of life is called as Tapo Yajna, Tapo Maya Yajna. There are still others who engage themselves in different kinds of mystic yogas like the Patanjali system for merging into existence of the Absolute, or Hatha Yoga or Ashtanga Yoga for particular perfections. And some travel to all the sanctified places of pilgrimage. All these practices are called Yoga Yajna. Sacrifice for certain type of perfection in the material world. There are others who engage themselves in the study of different Vedic literatures, specifically the Upanishads and Vedanta Sutra or the Sankhya philosophy. All these are called Swadhyaya Yajna or engagement in sacrifices of studies. All these yogis are faithfully engaged in different types of sacrifice and are seeking a higher status of life. Krishna consciousness, however, is different from them because it is direct service of the Supreme Lord. Krishna consciousness cannot be attained by anyone of the above mentioned types of sacrifices, but can be attained only by the mercy of the Lord and His bona fide devotees. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is transcendental. Tam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim satkripatamaham vande shri gurum dinatarinam sri chaitanyeshwaram paramanandamadhavam. Hare Krishna. I'm thoroughly unqualified to sit on this esteemed seat, but because of empowerment of some of my senior god brothers, I will try to speak some words as spoken by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada gave this lecture on the same verse in Bombay, April 17th, 1974, where he is speaking about this verse very emphatically. As we heard the purport, at the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada gives a slap. He explains all the yajnas, Dravya Yajna, Tapo Yajna, Yoga Yajna, and Swadhyaya Yajna. But at the end he says, Krishna consciousness cannot be attained through these processes if carried out with a material motive. King Kulashekhar, in his famous book called as Mukunda Mala Stotra, he mentions what happens when somebody does not do these activities for Krishna. Here Prabhupada has just mentioned in prose some lines, but very beautifully King Kulashekhar, he presents this fact. He says, Amnaya vyasanana ranya ruditam vedasvadadanvaham medas cheda phalani purta vidayah sarvam hutam bhasmani तीर्थानामवगाहनानि च गजा स्नानं विना यत्पदा द्वन्द्वाम्बोरुह संस्मृतेर् विजयते देवः स नारायण. He's saying, Amnaya abhyasanana aranya ruditam. He's saying, your study of Vedic literatures is as good as shouting in the wilderness. It's like going into a forest and there are tall trees and shouting at the trees. Vedas vadan anvaham. Your following of rituals is just a hoax. Medas cheda phalani purta vidayah. All your rituals, all your austerities, all your upasas, or all your fasts are like only excuse to reduce your fat. Vedas vadan anvaham. Medas cheda phalani purta vidayah. And all your yajnas is just like putting water in ash. Tirthanam avagahanani cha gajas snanam vinayatpada. He's saying, you are going to all pilgrimages is just like taking a bath of an elephant. Elephant bath is considered to be no bath, because he takes a bath and what he does, he comes out and again puts all the mud all around. So there is no use of that bath. What he's saying? Tirthanam avagahanani cha gajas स्नानम विना यत् पदा द्वंद्वाम बोरह संस्मृतेर विजयते देवह स नारायण. If someone does not remember द्वंद्वाम बोरह, the two beautiful lotus feet of the all victorious Shri Narayana, then there is no use of performing all of these, either studying Vedic literatures, either following Vedic rituals, performing yajnas, performing all the Vedic austerities. So in one line, all the Dravya Yajna, Tapo Yajna, Yoga Yajna, Swadhyaya Yajna is all subordinated to the process of remembering the lotus feet of Sri Narayana. Basically in this verse, the two verses before, Lord Krishna is entailing, he is telling Arjuna that what kind of activity to do, what kind of yajna to do. So this is the third classification he gives. Four kinds of yajna: Dravyamaya yajna, Tapomaya yajna, Yogomaya yajna, and Swadhyaya yajna. charity. Many people want to perform a lot of charity by sacrificing their possessions for the benefit of others. That is also called yajna. But this yajna is called as karmakanda yajna. Because it is meant for elevating one's material position. There is nothing spiritual about it. Once somebody asked me, what is the difference between religious and spiritual? Actually, religious and spiritual is same. But because of today's modern propaganda of religion, which is just ritualistic, it has nothing to do about spirit or something that is close to awakening the real consciousness of spirit. That's why today's religion is not religion, but just some ritual. But what we have to perform? The same yajna, when it is done, dovetailed in perfect consciousness. And what is that perfect consciousness? In a little different way. Just like offering of foodstuff. Many people want to offer charity. You know, for poor, they want to get open bhandaras. You know, many you go all around Bombay, on special occasions they have bhandara. Please come and have foodstuff. But that is just a simple pious activity. Srila Prabhupada categorizes this activity as good, but not perfect. He says this activity is karma kanda. But when dovetailed to worship Krishna, that becomes a actual dravamaya yajna. Because yajna means Vishnu. If you offer everything, anything to Vishnu, that becomes a yajna. In the third chapter, Lord mentions, yajnyarthat karmanomyatra lokon yam karma bandhana. So any activity you do, the activity has to be for the pleasure of Vishnu or Krishna. Just like we have our midday meals, where the food prepared under ISO standards, so strict that if the schools are given instructions that if the latch or the lock of the box is broken before you start serving, then do not serve it. It means somebody has tampered with the food. We just visited the kitchens all over Bombay. We have three kitchens basically, at Mira Road, at Palghar and at Tardev. And those kitchens are so spick and span. So everything has been done systematically. The Drava Yajna, people want to perform charity? Perform. But perform for the pleasure of Vishnu. The same food is offered to Lord Vishnu with proper Brahminical standards, and that is given to so many thousands of children. I went to Mira Road, there they gave me the figure that they are serving at least 75,000 plates every day. And that also delicious prasadam, different combinations every day. So same, dravamaya yajna, people like to feed. If you tell them that you want to feed to poor, they are ready to give charity. But that charity has been dovetailed to serve Krishna, and that becomes on their part, dravamaya yajna. To distribute food and cloth, that is called dravamaya yajna. But if you simply act piously, that is not perfect. Why? Because pious activities lead to a pious life. Good activity binds and bad activity also binds. Just as good activities gives good result, the bad activity gives similarly bad results. So just as Kunti Maharani prays, Janma Aishwarya Shruta Shribhi. So Srila Prabhupada is saying that if you continue doing this karma kanda without offering it to Vishnu, you will get punya. It will not be called as yajna, it will be called as punya. And because of that punya, you will get a punya birth. You will get a pious birth, either in a high family, high parentage, or in an opulent family, Shruta, Shribhir, with bodily beauty and education. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, one of the great acharyas of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, has spoken this, and you must have heard in the previous classes also. Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Sakala, Vishayara Bhanda. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath, Shri Lalita Vishakha, Shri Gopal, Shri Gonitai Ki Jai. He mentions that anything done under Karmakanda or Jnanakanda or Ashtangakanda is just Vishayara Bhanda. Bhanda means, in Marathi we know, Bhanda. Bhanda means a vessel. A vessel full of poison. Why is it called poison? Let's see. Because when somebody does something under Karmakanda Vichar, he earns a pious life. And what happens in that pious life? He is exposed to so much opulence. He is exposed to so much facilities that there is always a risk of degradation. Because there are no spiritual pious credits, what happens when he is exposed? That's why you see, we are in downtown Mumbai, the most costliest place. But how many of the neighbors come here? There are some pious neighbors who come. But this is the most affluent place. But not all of them come here. So, receiving a high parentage or high birth where you have a lot of opulence does not guarantee you a Krishna conscious life. The Vaishnava philosophy is, therefore, we don't approve of pious activities and we don't approve of impious activities. We are simply interested in service to Lord Krishna. Not Dravame Yajna, in Karmakanda Vichar, but in Krishna conscious way. The real Yajna. And what is that real Yajna? Prahlad Maharaj mentions in Srimad Bhagavatam, what is the direct process to serve Krishna? Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Arjanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam Itihi Pumsarbitaha Vishnu Bhaktischednavalakshanah Kriyeta Bhagavati Yadha Tanmanneditam Uttamam. His generally is father. Oh father, the ninefold process of Bhakti Yoga: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Vandanam, Archanam, Dasyam, Sakhya Nivedanam, Atma Nivedanam and Sakhyam. All these processes are the direct processes to worship Vishnu. No other process, according to my opinion, is superior. Iti Pumsargitaha Vishnu Bhaktische Navalakshanah Kriyeta Bhagavati Addaha Tanmanne Ritamuttamam. According to me, these are the best processes to be followed. And amongst them, Smaranam, Shravanam and Kirtanam are the best, are the topmost. Srila Haridas Thakur, a pure devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he used to chant 3 lakh names every day. We can't imitate that, but we have to understand that that is the purest level of devotional service. The 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan, they also exhibited the symptoms or the limbs of pure devotional service. Srinivas Acharya gives us a glimpse of what they were doing. Krishna Kirtana Gana Naratana Pado Premamritam Do Didhi Dhira Dhira Jano Priyo Priyakaro Nirmat Saro Pujito Sri Chaitanya Kripa Bharo Bhuvi Bhuvo Bhara Vahanta Rako Vande Rupa Sanatano Raghu Yugo Shri Jiva Gopalako. What they were doing? They were doing Kirtan, Gan and Nartan of what? Krishna. Krishna Utkirtan. Srila Prabhupada mentions that Utkirtan means loudly chanting. So they were loudly chanting in the groves of Vrindavan. Just like we had Kirtan just before the lecture started. This is the direct process to worship Vishnu. You don't have to have any money. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that Lord Chaitanya performed so many Sankirtan pastimes in Jagannath Puri during the Yathayatra. That is the most perfect process. Sankirtan Yajna. The most practical for this age. For Drava Yajna, you need money. For Tapo Yajna, you need body, to perform austerities. For yoga yagya, you need circumstance to do that yoga. Not many people can sit in even a Kamalasan, is it? Padmasan. So many people cannot sit in the lotus posture also. And definitely, Swadhyaya, where do people have intelligence to read also. But the best yagya is Sankirtan yagya. Bahubir militva gayanti iti Sankirtanam. When many people come together and chant and dance, that is the best process of yagya. And this process is the best. Why? Because Drava yagya needs something. So do we mean to say that if somebody doesn't have money, his life is spoiled? No. The process of devotional service is ahaituki and apratihata. Ahaituki means it has no cause. You don't need a cause. It cannot be performed without any pause. And apratihata. It cannot be checked. Like the forces of Ganges. You put any big log, it will blow it off. So similarly, the process of bhakti cannot be controlled by any obstacles. If there is no yagya, if there is no money, still the Sankirtan yagya can be performed in any condition of life. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there is a story where a brahmana was a devotee of Vishnu. It normally happens with us also when we see the beautiful deities of Rishi Radha Gopinath, Lalita Vishakha, Gaur Nitai and Gopalji, dressed every day in such opulent way. Beautiful, beautiful dresses, beautiful shringar. We also want to do it, right? But because his brahmana was poor by nature, he had nothing with him. He was very sad that, you know, I cannot offer it. I would like to offer the most brilliant of worship to Vishnu. But because I don't have financial support, I can't do it. But in some Bhagavatam class, in a class where the glories of Krishna were extolled, he heard that you can worship Vishnu within mind also, if you don't have. So he was very much happy. He said, my God, this is the opportunity. I can definitely do it. So he went on the banks of Godavari, sat beneath a tree and started meditating. In his meditation, he built a beautiful Ratna Simhasan for the Lord. Tar Madhe Ratnasane Bosiyache Duijane Shama Sande Sundari Radhika. This is a song by Narottam Das Thakur, where he is saying that on the beautiful Ratnasan, on the beautiful Simhasan made up of jewel, I'll make the deity sit. I'll make Lord sit. And then what he'll do? He'll bathe the deities with different rivers, like, you know, it's difficult to go to all the rivers, collect water and get it. But what did he do? In his mind, he collected all the purified waters of different sanctified rivers, like Ganga, Yamuna, Godavari, Narmada and Kaveri. And with that, he bathed the Lord up to his heart's content. And then he dressed the Lord beautifully with choicest jewelry and choicest of dresses, garments. And then he cooked for the Lord. And when he cooked a special preparation called as Paramanna. And this Paramanna he offered to the Lord. And because he wanted to know that whether I prepare it properly, he was not patient. And he didn't know that Paramanna is a sweet rice which is supposed to be offered cold, not hot. So he put his hand in that bowl, and because it was boiling hot, he got burnt. And because of that burning sensation, his meditation broke. Khayali pulao. Kya hoga? But the process of bhakti yoga is so complete and so perfect that this brahmana saw that his finger was actually burnt. Looking at this, Narayana sitting in Vaikuntha was smiling. So Lakshmiji said, my dear husband, why are you smiling? So Narayan said, you know, this brahmana at the banks of Godavari, he's so much desirous to offer me so nice worship and he offered me Paramanna and he finally got burnt. He's so nice. Please send my men and get him immediately to Vaikuntha. So we can see that offering, the direct process or the direct service to Lord Vishnu can free us from the bondage of the material world. You don't need any position. You don't need any money. In any position, wherever you are, you can offer the process. Many times, people give n number of reasons that they cannot perform this process of Shravanam and Kirtanam. Saying, I am too sinful to chant the names of the Lord. You know, I can't even utter the names of the Lord. But the names of the Lord are like brilliant sun. And your activities might be putrefied urine. But the sun has the power to evaporate that urine, but still not get contaminated. The beauty of Krishna consciousness is that it is an individualistic process. Anybody from any position can perform the best kind of devotional service. Whatever position in life he might be, he can be elevated. The normal karma kanda, what happens? You need to have specifications. You need to chant the mantras in specific ways. You need to have so much of purity. But what Krishna? Krishna is very merciful. What he has done is, he has given us such a process, simple process, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Just by doing these simple processes, in mind also, he is giving you the best of the results. Lord Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, in the last verse of the 6th chapter, Yoginam api sarvesham madgatein antaratmanah. One who thinks of me always, who's practicing to think of me, he ahead says in the 18th chapter, Manmana bhava madbhakto, in mind worship me. So many times if somebody doesn't have any dravya, he can still perform like this Brahmana worship in mind. He can still serve the Lord with full devotion in mind. If somebody does not have any facility and he still performs the worship or still serves the Lord, he is called as Vitta Sartha. So Prabhupada tells us about that there are so many temples in all over India where the deities are not properly worshipped. What they offer is one small ilaichiana to the deity. That is not right. If you have installed deities, you should perform proper worship according to your capacity. Ye athaman prabadyante. As you have capacity, like that you should worship. Otherwise you cannot cheat the Lord. If you have crores and crores in your treasury and you offer only 1 rupee, he is called as Mithya Sartha. That is not devotional service. Devotional service is giving what you have the best. If you have that, you offer that and you offer that in best way. The Goswamis also performed the Swadhyaya Yajna. Because Srinivas Acharya says in the further verses of the Shad Goswami Ashtak, he says, Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipuno Sadharma Samsthapako. They were engaged in studying the Vedic literatures, and not only they were engaged in studying the Vedic literatures, they were reading the Vedic literatures, they were understanding the Vedic literatures, and they were acting according to the Vedic literatures. It is not only studying. A Swadhyaya Yajna is called to be a Yajna offering to Vishnu when you follow it also. When you read it, you understand it and you follow it. Shravan, Manan and Niridhyasa. Internalizing the knowledge of the scriptures into your life. Krishna is so merciful that he says, if you want to worship me, I will be available in everything. What do you want to do? You have wealth, you can offer me with wealth. You don't have any wealth, but you have what? You have a good body to austerity, okay. Perform austerities and worship me. So he's saying that if you want to read scriptures and understand me, I am available in that way also. He's so merciful, there is no loophole. You know, you cannot say, you cannot give an excuse where you cannot worship Krishna. He has not left, like the Income Tax Act. There are no people, there are specialists who try to take out some loophole from where we can exempt tax. No. There is no way Lord Krishna has kept a loophole in the process of devotional service that you can escape. Everybody is accommodated. So Krishna is available in so many ways. He is available through scriptures also. This is Ahetuki. There is no condition. Without any condition, Krishna is available to us. Just like in our Krishna conscious movement, we have so many books published. If somebody wants to understand Krishna by books, we have books. Just like beside Srila Prabhupada, you see so many books. They are only half in number. His Bhagavad Gita has been translated in more than 80 languages. And he has other so many beautiful scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, Ishopanishad. If somebody wants to intelligently understand Krishna, he can understand Krishna. But the direct process is Shravanam and Kirtanam. Srila Goswami has practically demonstrated whatever yajna we have mentioned by dovetailing it in the process of Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Sri Rupa Goswami on the banks of the Dashashwamedh Ghat at Prayag. He also taught Sanatana Goswami, the six Goswamis. The Goswamis they are talking about are Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Gopala Bhatta Goswami. Out of which Rupa and Sanatana were the senior most. And Lord Chaitanya gave them his teachings, after which they wrote scriptures like the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Upadeshamrita, the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which are essentially devotional scriptures to know, to let you know how I should do, what I should do, when I should do. Everything is given, very systematic. Sometimes the devotees are blamed to be sentimentalists. So therefore, the Goswamis showed by studying the Vedas, the Upanishads, that no, bhakti is not sentimental. It is born out of devotion. Bhaktya Shruta Grihitaya. By listening to the Shruti also, bhakti can be developed. We have pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he went to Banaras. Over there were the Shankarites, the followers of Shankaracharya, the Mayavadi Sannyasis. Prakashananda Saraswati. They were criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was only interested in the direct processes. What are the direct processes? Shravanam and Kirtanam. Excuse me. He was engaged in performing the holy names, the holy Sankirtan in the streets of Banaras. But these sannyasis were criticizing him. Look at this sentimental sannyasi. He is just moving around. The vow of a sannyasi, he is supposed to read Vedanta Sutra, write a commentary on Vedas. But what is he doing? Sentimentally dancing. Many times we are also the Shankara Sampradaya, who is very much fond of reading Sankhya philosophy and Vedanta philosophy, they blame the devotees. So what did Lord Chaitanya do? Lord Chaitanya, becoming compassionate on his devotees, who are complaining to him that these sannyasis are criticizing your Lord, please meet with them once and deliver them. So Lord agreed to meet them. And it is humility and perfect Vedic scholarship. What did he do? He defeated Prakashananda Saraswati. And not only he defeated, but he converted him from a Mayavadi sannyasi to a Vaishnava sannyasi. That's why the process of Bhakti Yoga is considered to be complete. This is the direct process. If somebody wants to understand this process through books, the Upanishads are available. But what is the essence of the Upanishad? Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literatures. Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam. Nigama Kalpataror. a desire tree. Vedas are considered to be a desire tree. Whatever you want, you get from them. Just like from a mango tree, you can get a mango. But from desire tree, you can get everything. And the ripened fruit of this Vedic knowledge is Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedas are for the benefit of the human society. What happens is, Vedas includes everything. All the karma kanda, jnana kanda, everything. Why? Because it gives chance to every fallen soul to get elevated. In the Vedanta Sutta is mentioned, after gradually climbing the ladder of karma kanda, jnana kanda, ashtanga kanda, and then comes what? Upasana kanda. But what can devotees do? Devotees can directly jump to upasana kanda. That is the pure process of devotional service. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayat Ahetukam. If somebody performs unflinching devotional service to Vasudeva, what happens? Janayati Ashu Vairagyam. Renunciation, detachment develops in the heart and Jnanam Chayat Ahetukam. Causelessly he is given knowledge. So Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing that even if one is illiterate, if he sincerely takes to Bhakti Yoga, the Vedic philosophical conclusion automatically awakens in the heart. Yatha deve para bhakti, yatha deve tatha guru, tasveta kachitahi artha prakashante mahatmana. If one has unflinching faith on Guru, if has unflinching faith on Krishna, what happens? That same knowledge develops in the heart. Just like you all pious souls, many of you are every day coming to listen to Bhagavad Gita. We have some faith that this temple is good and what they are speaking is good, and let me see what is there in the class for me to improve my life. So here the process of bhakti increase is beginning. Faith. We have Shraddha. After Shraddha comes Bhajana Kriya, then Sadhu Sang, then Anartha Nivritti, then comes Nishta, then comes Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, and then Prema. So our faith, which is very fickle now, somebody of your friends have told, please come and listen to the class. Beautiful classes happening every day to relieve your stress of the whole day. Come and listen to the glories of what Krishna has given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Shraddha Shabde Vishwas Kahe Sudrana Nishchaya. Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita Hove. If somebody has faith and performs devotional service, what happens? By just serving Krishna, everything else is taken care of. So when this firm faith is fixed, that becomes devotion. That grows into a beautiful devotional creeper. So if we don't have any intelligence, basically, to take to this breast process, then it is just a suicidal policy. You know? You have the best process. You don't need everything. You don't need any position. You don't need any qualification. You have to just perform the Shravanam Kirtanam as given by the Shastra, as given by Srimad Bhagavatam, as given by Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Now in further verses, Krishna will again explain the devotional service in much more details. So we request you all to please take up to this process of devotional service where you will attain to the perfection of life. There is a joke where one devotee was debating with an Ashtanga yogi. He was saying that what happens in the Bombay life, such a hectic life, if you are traveling in trains and ultimately one day when you are in train, where you don't want to walk, you are carried away. Beautiful. You are royally carried away from one position to another, just by the force of the whole crowd. If in that position, the death comes, what will you do? Will you do your pranayam? What kind of yajna will you be able to perform that time? Neither dharva yajna, neither tapo yajna, neither swadhyaya yajna. Which book will you be able to read? Only Sankirtana Yajna, the process of chanting the holy names of the Lord will save you that time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, thank you for your lecture. Here it is, in this text it is written that there are others who engage themselves in the studies of different Vedic literature, specifically the Upanishads and Vedanta Sutras, or Sankhya
philosophy. Yes.
This Sankhya philosophy, what is this Sankhya philosophy? And this Sankhya philosophy is given by Kapila also. I want to understand this Sankhya philosophy. What is this Sankhya philosophy?
And for this answer, you can contact Gokulan Prabhu. Because according to my understanding, what Sankhya philosophy is, finding out from the roots, finding out from the basic material nature, how is the creation, knowing about Krishna from the atom. You start from atom and go to the whole universe. And through that, how it progresses. And learning about Krishna through that. But when you are coming directly in front of Radha Gopinath and learning their glories from Srimad Bhagavatam itself, so there is no need of reading Sankhya philosophy. Sankhya philosophy is basically to see the roots of by scrutinizingly studying the nature and going through it and finding out Krishna in that. And Kapila Muni, there are two Kapilas. If I am not mistaken, Gokulam Prabhu, there are two Kapilas. One is imposter Kapila, who gave the impersonalistic way of Sankhya philosophy, which by reading that, one is not going to achieve perfection, but rather getting confused. That's what I can tell you about. Anything else? Thank you very much for giving a patient hearing. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Tai Gaur Premanande Hari Bol.